Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and we're focusing on news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction today. Our first story, Mesa man indicted after shooting on US 60 following a kidnapping attempt, police say. Joseph Ortiz, 37, has been indicted on multiple charges following an incident in Mesa that ended with Ortiz being chased on foot on the US 60 and shot by police. On October 3, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell announced the indictment and confirmed Ortiz was being held in custody on a $150,000 cash-only bond. Ortiz was indicted on one count of kidnapping, two counts of aggravated assault, one count of unlawful flight from a law enforcement vehicle, one count of theft, one count of criminal damage, one count of reckless driving, and one count of obstructing a highway, according to the attorney's office. On August 10, officers responded to a report of a man making threats with a knife at an apartment complex near Country Club Drive and 8th Avenue in Mesa, police said. The caller told police that a man had kicked in an apartment door, grabbed a kitchen knife, and attempted to force a woman in a car, police said. When officers arrived, Ortiz fled the apartment complex in a blue truck. Police officers followed the truck to the US 60 westbound Alma School Road on-ramp, according to police. Officers tried to stop the truck, but Ortiz exited the vehicle and ran southbound across the westbound lanes of the US 60 before jumping over the median into the eastbound lanes. The chase ended when an officer shot the man after he reached for his waistband. No firearms were found when officers searched police Ortiz following the shooting. A woman who had been stopped on the highway during the time of the incident stated she did not see the man reach for his waistband. He stopped and turned around to face the officers who were running after him, Grace Stufkowski said in a statement shared with the Arizona Republic. I did not see anything in his hands. He was then shot. I heard 5 to 6 rounds fired. Police handcuffed Ortiz after he was shot and then dragged him across the asphalt and put him behind a police car, Stufkowski said. She was later told by police to reverse her car and leave the area. No other people or officers were injured as a result of this incident, police said. The US 60 was closed just before 4:30 p.m. August 10, and reopened just before 6 a.m. August 11, according to the Arizona Department of Transportation. A trial date has not yet been scheduled for Ortiz, the attorney's office said. That story was Mesa man indicted after shooting on US 60 following a kidnapping attempt, police say. The next story, free Halloween festival in October in Apache Junction. The Halloween Festival in Apache Junction and all of its activities will be free this year, with no wristbands or tickets required. It is 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, October 25, at Superstition Shadows Park, 1091 West Southern Avenue. Apache Junction Parks and Recreation wants to make your night spooktacular, it states in a release. We are bringing back our popular trunk or treat, sponsored by Lost Dutchman Realty. Join local businesses as they line up their vehicles and pass out handfuls of candy to all the dressed-up ghouls and goblins. Back again this year will be a live performance by local band Zero Reasons, a pumpkin painting and decorating area, and additional games and activities, all sponsored by CAAFA. Nonprofits and those supporting nonprofits will host game and activity booths. In addition, there will be inflatable activities, crafts, food trucks, as well as the Pumpkin Patch, sponsored by Apache Junction Little League. The annual costume contest will begin at 5 p.m. this year. The contests will be divided by ages. Enter your dog in our Halloween Canine Costume Contest. All canines must be on a leash. This contest will begin after the human costume contests are done, it states in the release. Bring your pre-carved pumpkin out to the park and enter the pumpkin carving contest. Entries will be judged by kids and adults. All pumpkins must be submitted to the judging table by 6 p.m. to be eligible to win. Winners will be announced after the conclusion of the costume contest, prior to the start of the canine costume contest. If you are interested in having a booth at the event, and you have a kids game to offer up at your booth, check out more info and complete the forms at https://www.apacheJunctionAZ.gov/962/Halloween-festival. That story was Free Halloween Festival in October in Apache Junction. The next story, the deadline to register for November 2025 elections soon. What's on local ballots? Many Metro Phoenix residents will see ballots arriving in the mail soon before they will be asked to decide funding approvals, a historic recall, and adjustments to term limits for elected officials on the November ballot. Maricopa County voters will also decide whether to fund Valleywise health projects. Several cities are asking voters to approve general obligation bonds to pay for future projects. A yes vote will approve the city to sell the general obligation bonds that are generally repaid using secondary property taxes. A no vote will not authorize the city to sell the bonds. The deadline to register to vote is Monday, October 6, and ballots will be mailed on Wednesday, October 8. Voters must mail their ballots back by October 28, according to the Maricopa County Elections Department. Election Day is November 4. Here are the cities and districts that will have elections this year. Mesa Recall aims to boot council member. Mesa council member Julie Spilsbury faces a recall election after a group of District 2 residents launched the effort in January to boot her off the city council. Spilsbury's endorsement of Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris in the presidential election in November played a large role in the decision to file a recall petition. Spilsbury is registered as a Republican. Voters in District 2, which encompasses Central and East Mesa, will have a chance to retain Spilsbury or choose her opponent, Doreen Taylor, 41, on November 4. The election will be a mail-in ballot election with one or more polling locations set up as a ballot drop-off location, but there will be no in-person voting at such locations, according to the resolution approved by the council. Chandler residents will vote on four general bond questions amounting to $475 million to pay for public safety, streets, and parks, as well as two propositions aimed at making city charter changes. Question 1 asks voters to approve a $158 million to renovate neighborhood parks, design and construct new city parks, improve multi-use fields, and renovate existing pools and aquatic centers. Question 2 asks voters to approve $88 million to acquire emergency vehicles for the city's fire department, construct a new fire station, and repair and renovate existing fire stations. Question 3 asks voters to approve $46 million to acquire emergency vehicles for the city's police department, renovate and improve the city's main police station, and acquire technology and radio communication equipment. Question 4 asks voters to approve $183 million for street infrastructure improvements, including street intersections, repairing traffic signals, and designing and constructing shared-use paths. The city will ask voters to make changes to its city charter. Proposition 410 asks voters to clarify the term limits of council members and the mayor. The proposition stems from a legal challenge that questioned Mayor Kevin Hartke's and two predecessors' mayoral terms. Proposition 411 clarifies the city manager's role. The city manager section in the charter adds that they serve at the pleasure of the council. Language consistent with other positions that directly report to the council. The new wording also gives the council wiggle room in deciding the city manager's annual salary, contract term, and amount of severance pay. That proposition stems from scrutiny regarding Chandler's previous city manager's contract. Countywide voters will decide whether property owners should finance nearly $900 million in improvements for Valleywise Health, a Phoenix-based public health system that is in the midst of replacing and expanding its aging facilities. If passed, Proposition 409 would allow the health system to continue with upgrades and facility replacements at the main ValueWise campus in Phoenix. Apache Junction voters will face a question regarding mayoral terms. Since the city was incorporated in 1978, its mayor served two-year terms. The city is now asking its residents to change the mayoral terms to a four-year term, which would become effective in 2027. A no vote would retain two-year mayoral terms. Avondale voters faced two general obligation bond propositions amounting to $128 million. Proposition 404 asks voters to approve $68 million for parks, recreation, and library improvement projects. That would pay for a range of projects, including shade structures, water conservation, bike and pedestrian paths and bridges, trails, recreational facilities, open space preservation, and library buildings. Proposition 405 asks voters to approve $55 million for projects related to public safety and court improvements. The city would use the funding to design, acquire, equip, and construct fire, emergency, and police facilities for the purposes of public safety and training, and to design, acquire, and construct city court facilities and improvements. Glendale will ask its voters to approve two general obligation bonds amounting to $65 million. Question 1 asks voters to approve $30 million to invest in storm drains, pipes, and catch basins to remove water during heavy rainfall. Question 2 asks voters to approve $35 million for city facilities and infrastructure maintenance, including HVAC upgrades, safety improvements, and energy efficiency upgrades. The Superstition Fire and Medical District, which serves the growing areas of Gold Canyon, Apache Junction, and Superstition Vistas, is asking its voters to approve a $33.8 million bond. Proposition 494 would pay for a new fire station in the Superstition Vistas area, new fire equipment and facility repairs, and improvements for air filtration and cancer mitigation. The South County Fire and Medical District, which serves over 20,000 residents within the Sun Lakes and Tonopah Valley, will ask its voters to approve a $23.5 million bond proposal. Proposition 408 would fund future fire stations, facility renovations, and modern firefighting and medical equipment. The North County Fire and Medical District serves over 55,000 residents in Sun City West, Whitman, and other areas in the northern portions of Maricopa County. Proposition 407 asks its voters to approve $40.4 million to fund future fire stations, facility renovations, and modern firefighting and medical equipment. And that story was: the deadline to register for November 2025 elections is soon. What's on local ballots? You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, East Valley News, covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story: leak required 60-foot pipe replacement by Apache Junction Water District. A water main break in June on Tomahawk Road north of U.S. Highway 60 required the replacement of 60 feet of 16-inch wide pipe, the Apache Junction Water District Board was told recently. The District Board, comprised of Apache Junction City Council members, voted unanimously September 16 on the retroactive approval of an emergency repair of the pipe under what is better known as Superstition Freeway, using the City of Scottsdale contract with Garney Companies, Inc. in the amount of $41,032.87. The water main break June 30 was for a pipe that was 8 feet underground, Water District Director Mike Loggins said at the meeting. We went out and did a quick repair to slow the water down, but as we got into it, the pipe, a 16-inch ductile iron pipe installed in 1988, had a bunch of barnacles and scaling on it, so we couldn't just put a repair clamp on it and seal it back up, he said. The district hired Garney Companies, Inc. to replace About 60 feet of pipe, Loggins said. So we had to dig out the existing pipe, replace it, and we completed that work on July 11. We only had one customer that was out of service, which was the Circle K right across the street. They didn't lose complete service the whole time, but they were down to low pressures at certain points. We did get them up and going on July 11, he said. The Apache Junction Water District supplies well water, groundwater, pumped from the Eastern Salt River Subbasin Aquifer, which flows southwesterly under Apache Junction and its surrounding areas. The groundwater is treated for arsenic removal where necessary, disinfected with chlorine, pumped into storage tanks, and blended with Colorado River surface water. The surface water is transported through the Central Arizona Project canal system and filtered and purified at the Superstition Area Water Plant before being introduced into the distribution system. The water district can also receive treated cap water from the city of Mesa through an interconnect for a backup supply of water if needed. That story was leak required 60-foot pipe replacement by Apache Junction Water District. The next story, three upcoming East Valley projects include a hotel, brew pub, and housing. A first-of-its-kind hotel in Arizona, upscale apartments, and a new pub are under construction in the East Valley. A dual-branded Hilton Hotel is under construction in Southeast Mesa that promises to elevate the hospitality options in the area. Downtown Queen Creek will get a new restaurant that will add retail space to the district. New housing in Chandler will go online in 2026. Here's what's being built in Metro Phoenix. In Mesa, a new Hilton Hotel to open. A Tempo by Hilton and Homewood Suites by Hilton Hotel is under construction in Southeast Mesa along Power and Warner Roads. It will be a dual-branded hotel with 174 rooms within the four-story building. The Tempo by Hilton is a newer brand for the hospitality giant and is the first one in Arizona. It will have 97 upscale lifestyle rooms. The Homewood Suites will have 77 extended stay suites that are tailored for both business and leisure guests. Construction was estimated to be completed by December 1, 2026, according to city documents from 2024. In Queen Creek, a new downtown pub and brewery. The Perch, a pub and brewery, is under construction within Queen Creek's downtown area along Munoz Street between Old Ellsworth Road and Ellsworth Loop. The project broke ground on September 3. Their brewery will also include future retail shell buildings totaling 28,000 square feet within a three-story building. It will sit on nearly 4 acres. It will be the Perch's third location in Metro Phoenix, following spots in Gilbert and Chandler. The Perch is expected to open in fall 2026. In Chandler, luxury apartments coming. Uptown Commons will bring 252 luxury apartment homes to North Chandler along Arizona Avenue and Elliott Road. 3- and 4-story buildings will be fitted with 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, complete with a balcony or patio. The 7.7-acre lot was purchased for just over $10 million by Garrett Companies from Meyer Development and Construction Services in 2024. Work is slated to be done in 2026. That story was three upcoming East Valley projects include a hotel, brew pub, and housing. The next story, Apache Junction leadership looking for communities to visit. The city of Apache Junction is kicking off its annual neighborhood partnership program where community managers can schedule a meeting from October 2025 through March 2026. Neighborhood meetings are an opportunity for city leadership to connect with local communities to share news, updates, events, and programs taking place in Apache Junction. Community managers interested in scheduling a meeting should visit www.apachejunctionaz.gov/neighborhoodmeetings. That story was Apache Junction leadership looking for communities to visit. The next story, grandmother dies in custody on abuse charges tied to granddaughter's death. A grandmother who was jailed and facing charges in connection with the death of her 13-year-old developmentally delayed granddaughter died after being taken to a hospital September 2, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office confirmed. No foul play was suspected in Virginia Lujan's death, according to officials. On January 21, Tempe police went to Lujan's house after she called 911 to report that her granddaughter, Melody Granados, wasn't breathing. Officers inside the home saw that the girl was covered in bruises and sores, all in various stages of healing. Tempe police reported at the time. Lujan told investigators Melanie had fallen down the stairs 2 days before, and she believed the girl would be fine. When officers searched the house, detectives found a foul-smelling makeshift cage that was full of feces, police said. A bunk bed had been adapted into a makeshift enclosure, according to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Melanie had a rare form of epilepsy and cognitive impairments that left her functioning at the level of a 3-year-old, according to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. The Arizona Republic reported Melanie died January 22 at Cardon Children's Medical Center in Mesa after suffering cardiac arrest while being taken to the hospital, according to court documents. On February 6, a grand jury indicted Lujan on several charges in connection with the girl's death, which included child abuse, tampering with physical evidence, tampering with a witness, and several counts of contributing to the dependency of a child. That story was grandmother dies in custody on abuse charges tied to granddaughter's death. The next story has household hazardous waste event in November in Apache Junction. The city of Apache Junction will be hosting the next household hazardous waste event in November. It is to be 8 a.m. to noon Saturday, November 15, at the city's Public Works Yard, 575 East Baseline Avenue. For questions, call the Public Works Department at 480-982-1055. The event will be accepting the following residential household hazardous waste materials. Household hazardous waste: used oil, coolant, paint, aerosol cans, batteries, fluorescent bulbs, etc. White goods: washers, dryers, hot water heaters. Electronics: all types of computers and TVs. Passenger vehicle tires. Document shredding on site. Items not accepted include paper, cardboard, cans, or metal for recycling. Bulk trash items such as sofas, mattresses, and furniture. Commercial waste: this event is for residential properties only. It is open only to residents within the corporate city limits of Apache Junction and those living in Pinal County, north and east of Apache Junction, including Gold Canyon. Check if you qualify to participate. View the service area map at https://www.apachejunctionaz.gov/documents/center/view/27161/a-junction-and-pinal-county-hhw-map. That story was household hazardous waste event in November in Apache Junction. The next story: these Arizona residents can now get DoorDash deliveries by robot car. A robot delivery driver hit the streets of Mesa and Tempe as part of a program by DoorDash, the delivery service reported in a statement. On September 30, the company unveiled the red autonomous vehicle, named Dot, about one-tenth the size of a passenger car, but capable of reaching speeds of 20 miles per hour, according to DoorDash. Stanley Tang, DoorDash co-founder and head of the company's experimental tech department, said the vehicle could help simplify some of the company's most routine deliveries. You don't always need a full-sized car to deliver a tube of toothpaste or a pack of diapers. That's the insight behind Dot, Tang said. Dot was designed to be used in short trips between neighborhoods and urban areas, and could navigate on bike lanes, sidewalks, and roadways, according to DoorDash. The all-electric vehicle was designed to be right-sized for short, local deliveries, aiding in reducing street congestion and vehicle emissions. Mesa Mayor Mark Freeman said the partnership between his city and DoorDash brought the city into a future where AI was part of normal life. Mesa, Arizona isn't just participating in the future of local delivery, we're helping shape it, Freeman said of the DoorDash partnership. That story was, these Arizona residents can now get DoorDash deliveries by robot car. The next story, water well to be drilled, cased, for $2.2 million in South Apache Junction. A 1,200-foot-deep water well in South Apache Junction will be drilled and cased at a cost of more than $2.2 million. The Apache Junction Water District Board, comprised of Apache Junction City Council members, voted unanimously September 16 to approve a construction agreement with Yellow Jacket Drilling Services, LLC, for drilling and installation of Superstition Vista's well number 10 in an amount not to exceed $2,285,435.53. The funding doesn't include well equipment. This is just to drill that well and case it currently. Next year we'll be funding to equip that well with electrical gear, pumping equipment, tie that into our existing system, Water District Director Mike Loggins said during the meeting, later adding it would cost about $1.5 million to equip the well. The well is to be along Ironwood Drive in the Blossom Rock Housing Subdivision, he said. As part of the agreement with the developer, they were to provide three additional well sites on each half of their property. So three on Blossom Rock, three on Radiance. These wells are for redundancy for our surface water plant, so if something happens with our Central Arizona Project water, we have backup well supplies that we can utilize this water, he said. A request for proposals was put out for a 1,200-foot well with an 18-inch stainless steel casing. A similar well constructed 2 years ago can produce 2,500 gallons of water a minute, Loggins said. The Apache Junction Water District supplies well water, groundwater, pumped from the Eastern Salt River Subbasin Aquifer, which flows southwesterly under Apache Junction and its surrounding areas. The groundwater is treated for arsenic removal where necessary, disinfected with chlorine, pumped into storage tanks, and blended with Colorado River surface water. The surface water is transported through the Central Arizona Project canal system and filtered and purified at the Superstition Area Water Plant before being introduced into the distribution system. The Water District can also receive treated cap water from the City of Mesa through an interconnect for a backup supply of water if needed. That story was, water well to be drilled, cased, for $2.2 million in South Apache Junction. This has been East Valley News, covering the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Now stay tuned for more excellent content on Sun Sounds of Arizona.